Grace, greetings, and welcome once again, my friends, to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 10th of July. I truly, truly appreciate all those of you who join us and the many of you who contact us. We have been hearing, I'm not making this an email Friday, but it is Friday, and I do want to tell you, I received one just this last week from a couple in South Africa. They're probably listening. That blessed me so much, that had been listening for 5 years and just wanted to tell me that they first started watching the eschatology vlogs. That drew them over to hearing our ministry. Those vlogs set them free from fear. They've since been so blessed by the identity of sonship and have been liberated. It just washes my soul. And I thank you for those who have contacted us. Would you take the time and shoot me an email if you've, especially if you never have, you've listened to the podcast, you've never responded, you've never let us know, and you've got something maybe that has happened in you because of what's been taught, would you please drop us a line, ddp@paulwhiteministries.com, and If you don't remember that, but you one day think, oh, I'd like the email, I don't remember what that one was, you can always go to my website and just contact us. That'll go through our webmaster, but let us know, you know, that it was a blessing, and then they'll send it on to us. And the website, of course, is paulwhiteministries.com. All kinds of good material there, free material there, both print and audio and video. And as well as a ministry store, we do have a few things for sale that are not available for free, a few books, a few CD series, some flash drives, but most everything that we put out for you to enjoy, and I hope that you'll do that. I think maybe we'll finish up today, at least we're going to try. The 10th verse is the one that we concentrate the most on. That's where we're starting in 8 today. There's 14 verses. I might just tell myself right now that we're going to do one more day. Let's do that, because there's some things in 10 that really need their own thought, and so we'll do 8, 9, 10 today, and then we'll do 11 to 14 tomorrow, and say goodbye to this tremendous book. There's a few things I want to say as we go out. 8, 9, 10, we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Simple statement. I don't fight against, preach against, work against the truth. I'm only for the truth, whatever that looks like. We're glad when we're weak and you're strong. And this also we pray that you may be made complete. There's not a leader worth his salt or her salt in the world that would not want that to be the case in for their followers, for their under sheep, and that is, or their sheep. And that is, I'm glad when I can be weak if it makes you strong. In whatever way I have to put up with something, if it helps strengthen you, praise be to God. And I pray that it happens so that you could be complete. The completion of the believer is the goal of true Christian leadership. We want to see you come to a complete place, complete in thought, mind, soul, complete, not only well informed. This is what I've been saying lately about let's fix this in the message of grace, because we have the best message in the world. We have a good God. He finished the work. We're a new creation. But let's fix where we're deficient, because in some ways we're not, I don't know that we're completing the circle. I don't only want you well versed in your identity, where you know who you are in Christ. I want that, but I don't only want that. I want you to also be aware of the person of the Holy Spirit. You've heard me say many times that one of the failures we've made in grace circles, is that we didn't do too good a job teaching the role of the Spirit, and therefore people don't even know how to answer the detractors that say, well, you know, if you remove the law as a moral compass and all you people preach is grace, people are going to sin like crazy. And the defense for a long time was like, you know, why would being freed from sin make you sin like crazy? Well, there's an argument that they're making that's legit, because we're not talking to people about the Holy Spirit. You didn't just get set free in grace and now just, you know, good luck. Know you're loved. No, you've been given the identity of the Spirit. You have the Spirit of truth who leads and guides you into all truth. He glorifies Jesus. So that you need that knowledge. You need the knowledge of the gifts of the Spirit and how they're available to you. You need the knowledge of the importance and the more excellent importance of the fruit of the Spirit. You need the knowledge of what's in your past versus what's in your future. These are things that make for your completion. They help to round out who you are. So, this we pray that you're made complete. Therefore, verse 10, I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction. Look at what Paul has versus what Paul doesn't want to do with it. I'm writing it because I know that when I'm there, I'm a little too sharp. This is my example again of I think Paul's better on the page than in person. He says, I don't want to be too bold when I'm face to face. I calm down a little bit with writing. I have an authority that's been given to me by the Lord. And that's the case with anyone in leadership. Paul's boasted about that authority in verse 8 of chapter 10. But the Lord gave it to me. Now watch this contrast. For edification and not for destruction. The sharpness and the authority that the Lord has given the pulpit in the church is to be used to edify the saints, not to destroy them. Here's what that tells me. You can use your authority and your sharpness to destroy. The option is there. I've seen it done. I've been a participant. You can use your sharpness and your authority to edify. I've seen it done. I hopefully am a participant. Maturity in who you are as a leader and who you are as a son and daughter of God is how you know the difference between how to use what you have to edify and how to use what you have to destroy. Maturity is the difference. Growing up in this is the difference. I've said before, I think one of the reasons the Lord got me started so young was to get some of the brash, know-it-all, cocky, use your sharpness for destruction, to get it out of the way. God put some very patient, merciful, gracious people around me that put up with it and loved me through it. Hopefully, I've left the majority of that behind. Hopefully, I've graduated into using my sharpness for edification, using my authority to build people up, not to tear them down. If you ever want to know something, you should examine yourself in the faith to see if you're doing, that's it. Because somebody in your life has been placed in a position that will listen to you. So use what you have to build them up, not to tear them down. Paul goes into a finally, my brethren, farewell, and a little prayer. We'll do that with him tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.